Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Scott on I-5 is. Scott, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Scott has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
The internet abbreviation IRL stands for what?
In real life.
Correct. Pete Carroll agreed to a 3-year contract with what team?
The Raiders.
Yes. Diamond is the birthstone for what month?
December?
No.
January?
No.
February?
No. What U.S. river flows from Minneapolis to New Orleans?
Mississippi.
Correct. What is the fear of heights called?
Agoraphobia.
No.
Agoraphobia.
What was that?
Acrophobia.
Yes. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal teased a reunion for what movie?
When Harry Met Sally?
Yes. Who won the most recent World Series?
The Dodgers.
Correct. How many humans have walked on the moon?
4, 5, 6.
No, no, no. What color is video game character Kirby?
Orange?
No.
Green?
No.
Blue?
No. The Academy Awards were first shown on TV in what decade?
The 50s.
Correct. Scott, you got 7 correct.
I believe in you, Scott.
Okay.
I do.
I
you got to do this for
on
me.
A Monday morning.
Yes. Do it for Taryn.
Do it for me.
I think it's going
right,
to be close. I think it's going to be close.
He's got his game face on, though.
I know. He's been good today.
Yep. 2-0, baby. Trying to get my 3rd one. Break a history record.
Okay, you're not the Chiefs, Joe.
Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The internet abbreviation IRL stands for what?
In real life.
Correct. Pete Carroll agreed to a 3-year contract with what team?
That would be the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes. Diamond is the birthstone for what month?
January?
No.
February?
No.
Damn it.
Ha-ha.
Aha. March?
No!
Son of a...
What U.S. river flows from Minneapolis to New Orleans?
Mississippi.
Correct. Oh. What is the fear of heights called?
Oh, crap. Acrophobia?
Wow, perfect. Yes. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal teased a reunion for what movie?
Sleepless in Seattle?
No.
You've Got Mail?
No.
The hell else did they do? When Harry Met Sally?
Yes. Who won the most recent World Series?
Oh, they're probably going to win this year, too. The Los Angeles Dodgers.
You know it. How many humans have walked on the moon?
I mean, the Mariners are going to win it, but after them.
Okay.
I don't know, 6?
No.
9?
That's nice, but no.
10?
No. What color is video game character Kirby?
Kirby's yellow.
No, but your confidence was nice.
Blue?
No.
Purple?
What? No.
Kirby's not yellow?
No.
What are you doing?
Gosh, Steve.
Pink?
He's pink.
Finally. Yeah.
You got 6 correct, which is a loss. 7-6. Let's go, Scott.
Thank you for your faith in me on this Monday morning.
Heck yeah. Always.
Oh, I was thinking of Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu's yellow. Kirby is pink.
I like that you still didn't believe Sarah. You had to go Google it and look it up.
Yes.
So rude. Kirby and Jigglypuff, my two favorites, and they're both pink. Diamond is the birthstone for what month?
April.
Good job, Danny.
Well, I know that because it's lilies, and I'm really scared for my future.
Oh, yeah. Have fun with that one.
Yeah, diamonds. Woo. How many humans have walked on the moon?
I don't know.
12.
Ah.
Yes, 12. Jinx.
Why didn't you say that earlier?
I don't know. Maybe I should have.
That was kind of creepy. The Academy Awards were first shown on TV in what decade, Steve?
50s?
Correct. If you would have got to that one, you would have tied. But too bad. You lost.
There's always tomorrow. Check out the new merch in the Rock Shop. We have the all-new KISW Rock flannels, two of them to choose from, plus the brand-new pullover sweatshirt. Grab them while supplies last at KISW.com. The Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. And one of the players said something after the game that will make you want to root for the Eagles.
That's all right. That's good. I like that.
You're going to hear what he said after Van Halen.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
Super Bowl 59 is set. It'll be the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, February 9th at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Kansas City could become the first NFL team to win three consecutive championships. And after the game, Travis Kelce spoke to the Chiefs fans at Arrowhead Stadium.
Never satisfied, baby. When you play in front of Arrowhead Stadium like this, every single AFC championship, you kidding me?
He does a good job of just kind of riling up the crowd. Like, he's straight up ready to go into the WWE.
Oh, he would be great there.
Right, the way he like cuts promos.
Kansas City! Hey, before you guys get out of here, just do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight.
Okay.
Yes!
Why do you like that?
Oh, my. Dude, he's a hype man.
I don't understand what. It didn't sound like anyone really sang along to it. They pumped up the crowd audio, and the crowd was like, yeah. And it kept showing Taylor Swift after he sang it. And I'm like, this is just so awkward.
Patrick Mahomes was also interviewed after the game and talked about going to the Super Bowl.
By the end of the day, I trust in my teammates versus anybody.
Some point.
Sounds like he's gargling gravel.
It just sounds like Kermit on a bender. Yeah. Ah.
And I just appreciate Chiefs Kingdom for being out here, being loud and proud. We love you, Chiefs Kingdom.
And a word with Josh after the game. What was said?
I kicked your ass again. You'll never beat me. No.
I have so much respect for Josh, man. This is a true competitor, a true warrior, a great football player. And they always come down to the wire. Luckily, we were on the winning side this time. I'm just excited to get down to New Orleans. Let's go make history.
That's the tough part, I got to imagine, for being Josh Allen. I mean, I watched his press conference. I was like, I had to turn it off. I was like, this is just too sad. I feel so awful for this guy. Because it's not like he plays bad games. Like, you could be like, well, maybe if you stepped it up in the playoffs. Like, because they seem to have the Kansas City Chiefs number during the regular season. Or at least they can beat them in the regular season. But once the playoffs come, he'll play a good game. But and the Chiefs, of course, as well, just play a way better game.
And there's just something about Josh Allen's eyes. Like, they're very expressive. So when he's very happy, you're ecstatic. And then when he's sad, it, like, cuts you to the core. It makes me so upset.
Yeah, and it's just like, man, I feel like they'll never get over that hump as long as they have the Kansas City Chiefs in their way.
Yeah.
It's probably like how a lot of teams felt back in the day when like the Chicago Bulls were just this dominant force in basketball. Like, I mean, the Sonics experienced that in the championships. Like, it's like you could have the greatest team, but if you're up against the Bulls, you kind of effed.
Do you think Seattle will ever experience what it is like to be a multiple, you know, championship winning city?
Now that Pete Carroll's getting, like, you know, all the, like, talked about again, like, it still hurts. Like, when people talk about, oh, they went to two Super Bowls. Well, one, they could have won, but, it's like, it always comes up. The story always comes up. I'm like, they still went to two Super Bowls. It's still pretty impressive.
That also is what breaks my heart about these poor Bills fans, is that they are the team that went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row and came home empty-handed. I mean, that's just absolute devastation.
That was during, what was it, the 80s?
I think it was, like, early 90s.
It was early 90s. Okay, yeah. I can't remember exactly when that. I remember there was one with the Scott Norwood, the kicker, and he kicked like wide left or wide right. And I was like, they were just finally being able to finally win that Super Bowl, and they never did. So, I mean, I don't know if this is worse because at least they went to the Super Bowl. But man, this has got to be just so frustrating for the fans and for Josh Allen and that team. Like, you're like, we've got a great team, but we're never going to beat Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and whoever else is a part of the Kansas City Chiefs organization.
Well, someone did text in earlier at 206-803-ROCK that at least Josh Allen has a super hot fiance. What's her name again, Sarah?
Oh.
Haley.
Haley Steinfeld,
yes,
or whatever,
yes.
Steinfeld.
She's an actress. She's a singer. And she's gorgeous.
When I looked her up on Instagram, she has 20 million followers. And I'm like, I don't even know who this is.
Well, then
but
I guess
cute.
I don't feel bad for him anymore.
They're going to be fine.
Screw that guy.
Do you have any predictions on the final score when the Chiefs take on the Eagles?
I don't know what the final score is going to be. I mean, I don't know that well enough. But I like to see the Eagles win, but I think the Chiefs are winning it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to see the Eagles win, but I'm worried the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah.
They just seem unstoppable.
They kind of are.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be awesome if they don't win.
Yeah.
Danny, are you rooting for the Eagles?
Eagles 100%.
Yeah.
And they're going to win. I don't know why you guys are thinking that they're not going to win.
In history.
You know what? Don't talk sense to me, Steve Biggs.
The refs My are bad. Not on their side. That is why.
Yeah, history and the refs. Okay, yes.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from its chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, you're going to win tickets to see Shinedown and Bush at Climate Pledge Arena on August 8th, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Palace Law. So please give us a call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you just want to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody did want to say, did any of you guys hear from Survivor yet? I watched all of your videos, so I'm assuming not.
Oh, burn.
Yes, our videos, we all did apply to be on the television show Survivor, and we legitimately sent in these videos that you can see on our social media pages at Daily Migs, and they're bad.
Yeah, you know, there's potential, but they're not great, I don't think.
Somebody said, I watched your Survivor videos. If I was a producer, I'm going with Migs, but can he stay in character the whole time? LOL.
You would have to.
I don't think I could. So I did mine as I basically just summoned my D-bag, larger in life wrestling persona where I just think I'm like the greatest thing in the world, and did an entire audition like that with the sunglasses and the championship belt and yelling at the camera and all that stupid stuff, inspirational music behind it, because why not? I don't know. I don't think I think when I start getting hungry and tired and irritable, I don't know if like that, I don't think I'm going to be able to stay in character. I think I'm just going to whine.
That would be the best part of the show, is that it cracks.
It cracked
the
me.
Verified champion, Steve Migs.
To just become a full-on weenie.
Oh, I would love that.
Part of me wanted, like, it's not going to happen. I don't think any of us are going to get, I should check my junk file. Maybe I didn't know. I feel like it would be funny if, for some strange reason, we did get voted on, or like, I got put on the show. Day one, I just quit. I can't do this, guys. I've been away from my kid for too long. You know, that always happens. I remember like in earlier seasons, and we'd see like clips that would go viral of people being like, after like a week of being on the show, going, I can't be away from insert somebody that they care about here, so I need to leave the show.
Will you say that it's us, though?
Yes, because it's more ridiculous than me. I thought it'd be funny after like one day, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I miss my kid too much. And everyone's like, you've only been on the island for like 2 hours, man.
Oh, see, and you say that you're going to do that. That's my plan. Show up and be like, no, I just wanted my coworker to be mad at me for being here. And
deuces.
I'm out. Bye. Yeah. I just want a free trip to wherever.
You know, I would be so upset. Like, so, so, so mad. And you guys would be made fun of forever. And
I don't care.
No one would like you.
I get made fun of all the time anyway. I'm used to it.
You guys, that would irk me. I mean, it's going to irk me if any of you guys get a call back anyway. But then if you get a call back and actually get on the show.
I just want to get a call back just to see your reaction to me or any of the three of us. Anyone but you.
Wow. The one who actually wants it.
Yeah, I love you, but I think it'd be hilarious to just see I want to see how badly you'll melt down.
Me too.
Already just thinking about it makes me want to cry.
I'm rooting for you, Sarah.
Thanks.
Because I know how bad you want it.
You know what? Thank you, Taryn. It's already been a month and I haven't heard anything, so I'm starting to lose hope.
So we were talking about it at dinner over the weekend, and Tatum then started telling us about, speaking of my daughter, Tatum, she's 5, and then she started talking about what television shows she would want to be on, which I thought was hilarious. And so I pulled out my phone and secretly asked her the question, because like, if I show her that I'm recording her, she'll just freeze. So I have to like kind of be stealth. So do you want any guesses on what television show do you think my daughter would love to go on? And she gave a good answer.
I'm going to guess. Honestly, I'm not sure. I was going to say Paw Patrol. Like maybe she would want to be like the new writer.
Or like be put into like a cartoon version of her.
Yeah.
Daddy, what are you thinking?
See, I was definitely thinking Paw Patrol. Just that was my first.
Yeah.
Or Bluey.
Bluey, yeah.
Bluey, yeah. It's not a cartoon.
Oh.
Is it like a baking show? Kids baking?
Well, let's find out.
Hey, if you could be on any TV show, what TV show would you want to be on? The floor is lava.
The floor is lava. This girl is obsessed with The Floor is Lava on Netflix.
So it's literally just, you're going to have to explain it to people.
The television show?
Most people, I don't think, know what the show is.
Oh, everybody knows. What are you talking about? No, it's just a stupid like reality game show like where it's like three people are a team and then they're just trying to like jump over different obstacles without landing on the ground because the ground is lava. It's like a liquid, something stupid like that. But it's kind of fun to watch. Tatum thinks it's the funniest show in the world. We watch it nonstop in our household. But that's not the only show.
Anything else? The baking game one. The baking game show on Netflix?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you win?
I think a mom's just like, whatever.
Why
do you think you'll win?
Because I'm good at helping you bake, Mama.
She's not wrong.
You are.
You do a great job putting sprinkles on everything.
My heart.
Mama. Now, mind you, I know, Mama. Mama, mind you, those are the cupcakes that you kind of have to like brush some of the sprinkles off because like she just dumps.
Oh no!
The entire thing of sprinkles. It's pretty funny.
You know what? I would love to have a Tatum decorated cupcake.
All right, next time I mean, it's probably like every couple of weeks we're making cupcakes in our households. I'll bring some in for you.
I'm all for an aggressive amount of sprinkles.
You say that. It's like a little bit of cupcake and a lot of freaking sprinkles.
Have you ever tried a ridiculous diet to lose weight?
Well, we both did one of those stupid ones where you had to like
a cleanse.
You had to eat a little pellet and nothing else for like 2 weeks.
It was horrible.
Awful. Yeah.
Well, there's a man who tried one that led to his hands, his feet, and his elbows turning orange.
Oh, the presidential diet.
Oh, you're going to find out what he did at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
A Florida man in his 40s has landed himself in a medical journal, Steve Miggs. He was doing a crazy diet that ended up turning his hands, feet, and elbows a light orange color.
Have you seen the pictures of this guy?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at your hands and, like, all the little creases that you have in your hands, they're, like, just weird shade of orange. Like,
yes.
It's, like, it's so trippy.
Maybe I should take this so that way I can turn orange, my favorite color.
There you go. Oh. Perfect. You have till October.
He'll reach his full form, finally.
So what's the crazy diet?
So he's doing the carnivore diet.
Okay.
And because
I was thinking
of this,
about doing that as a plant-based guy.
I bet your body would just reject that immediately.
That would be a rough transition.
So they ended up diagnosing him with what's called xanthelasma. It's when your cholesterol gets so high that fat starts building up under your skin, and it can cause these yellow or orange deposits, usually around your eyes, but it can happen anywhere on your body.
And Sarah, real quick, spell xanthelasma.
X?
Yeah.
All right, you know what? That's good enough. I thought for sure you're going to get it wrong just with that part, so congratulations.
Thank you.
You started with the right letter.
So he's been doing this carnivore diet for 8 months, but he was only eating hamburger meat, cheese, and then full sticks of butter?
In what way?
I don't even know.
Like just eating it like a popsicle?
I guess, and he said that he was... He lost a bit of weight. He was feeling good. But like to your point, his cholesterol was through the roof.
I don't know. He sounds like a 5-year-old. Like we had like one of those sticks of like the plant-based butter and Tatum grabbed and started eating it. I'm like, whoa, no. We can't do that. That is just a little too aggressive. Like you can't eat that much butter, kid.
Well, I do have a friend that's been doing this carnivore diet for a while. And I know her from when I used to teach.
So how's she doing with it?
I mean, she seems to be doing fine.
Does she have orange skin?
Not that I have seen, but some of the stuff that she's eating, sometimes I'm looking at the photos and I'm almost like grossed out. Because I am a meat eater, obviously, but it's just a lot of meat. And one of them, I showed you, Steve, she made a pizza, but instead of putting like a crust at the bottom, it's just ground beef.
It's a meatza. Yeah. I was looking online because I'm like, well, exactly what do you, because we have a couple friends that are doing it. I'm just so curious to hear about like what their blood work comes back as. Like, I have no judgment. If that's what you want to do, like, go crazy. Like, if that's how you want to, like, you know, eat and that's your diet. But I'm like, that doesn't sound healthy, like, for I don't know. Just like it just seems like too much. And I'm looking at somebody posted like their diet or like what they would eat on a daily basis. And here's some examples: scrambled eggs and bacon, chicken breasts with melted cheddar cheese, and then organ meat pie.
What the heck is that?
Another day, they have smoked salmon, sausage patty, turkey burger topped with a fried egg, pork chops cooked in butter.
Oh, my God.
It all sounds good, but, I mean, it just seems crazy not to have, like, a single vegetable or any, no carbs.
No fruit.
Yeah.
This guy, his cholesterol ended up being over 1,000, and they say anything above 200 is bad. So,
whoa.
Yeah, xanthoasma.
So, is he... I don't know how to say this without sounding gross, but like, is, because it looks like, is he like just sweating out butter? I mean, it looks, you know what I mean? Like,
it must be.
It's like an orangey, buttery looking. And if that's the case, that seems like a weird superhero power to have. Like, when you're having corn, you don't even need to, like, you could just kind of like, you know what I mean? It's been buttered.
Best wishes, guy. There's a man who showed up to the DMV with fish and carrots, and that ended up getting him arrested. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after AC/DC.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Brian Castle joins us. You look toasty warm with your beanie. Damn, it's cold out there.
It is a little chilly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And in the office. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
I did see we could get snow next week.
I can't wait.
Everybody that has to actually commute is so fired up.
Yeah.
My toddler can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, she's so excited.
I love a snow day. I'll be happy when dry January is over and I can have a snow day.
The DMD is brought to you by the SeattleBoatShow.com. And yesterday, we now know who are going to be in the Super Bowl. Do you care, Ryan?
Let me guess. It's the Bills and the 49ers.
Yes, nailed it.
Got it.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles just walked all over the Commanders. I think they had the most points scored in a conference title game with 55 points.
I was going to say, didn't they score like 50-plus points? Yeah, it was wild.
It was just insane. Just touchdown after touchdown. And then the Chiefs, a little bit of a closer game, 32-29, beating the Buffalo Bills. They have a chance to make history as the first team to ever win three championships in a row.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Last year, a Nebraska man was arrested for walking into a brand new DMV and throwing around fish and carrots. He ended up causing $9,000 in damage to the carpet, and he has now been sentenced to a year in jail. Here is Erica from the police department giving a statement.
Looks like he had fish and carrots and said that something fishy was going on.
Oh. I like that. That was the statement.
I would love to hear what the play on words was for the carrots.
I feel like we could probably take... I bet there's people who have stories about the weird things you see at the DMV.
Yeah, imagine, like, people that work there.
Yeah, right?
Also, I feel like that would be one of the most challenging jobs, is to just deal with the people at the DMV if you were employed there.
I just remember one time being like, every time I go into DMV, I'm like, I hope this isn't a long day. Because I remember one time there was a guy, and he was like maybe like four seats over from me, and he was just waiting like everybody else. And then next thing you know, he just starts taking his clothes off.
Oh.
Didn't get naked. He just took his clothes off to like another layer of clothes and then put the clothes back on.
Oh, okay.
A few minutes later, took the clothes off again. And I'm watching this. I'm fascinated.
I have two questions. One, was he good looking? Did you like it?
He's very sexy.
And two, were you disappointed when he started putting clothes back on?
I was very disappointed. Never dropped that extra layer.
You should have been throwing dollars at him, Steve.
It was insane. It was just bonkers to me. Hey, the Kraken, speaking of bonkers, they won over the weekend. They beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-1. They're back at it again on the ice, taking on the Edmonton Oilers in Edmonton tonight. So hopefully the Kraken continue their winning ways.
Is this our season, Steve?
I mean, for a good draft pick, yes.
This could be our week.
Hey, as far as weather hitting a high of 46 degrees, it's going to sun. It's going to be sunny today. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
The sun is going to sun, and Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.